think that we could have turned out to be anything, as in the sense like we couldn't have been human, you know, with these not perfect systems, but these systems that are perfectly set up to reproduce life. Like, we have these really good systems that are set up in place that allow us to, you know, reproduce and stuff like that, and how our hearts and everything just pumps blood, you know, through our, I'm thinking of a lot of thoughts right now. I'm trying to like get it out to you
humans were not an inevitable product of evolution by any means.
Okay.
And evolution, okay. Evolution skins cats in lots of different ways. Like, there are eyeballs, for example, have evolved in 40 different independent ways on throughout the history of life on our planet. So the way we see was not at all inevitable. There's a lot of kind of dumb luck that goes into it.
Dumb luck?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, because like no organism is built to withstand an extinction, because evolution can't plan for extinctions in the past. But, you know, an asteroid strikes, or, you know, some sort of cataclysmic event happens, and some organisms fare that, or they survive that, and some don't. But it's not because they were prepared for an extinction. That's the dumb luck kind of thing I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay. That's I've never heard that one before. That's good, bro. That is good. Okay, well, yeah, so that was good. Yo, you're right. It's how could have they evolved to stop themselves? Damn. Wait, so do you think that we could evolve to have like three hearts or anything of that sort? Do you think we could have been anything?
I mean, kind of. There are, like, octopuses have, I think they have three hearts. So, yeah, sure.
We could have been anything. But do you think we could have had anything with this intelligent of a mind, you know, at the end?
Sorry, I was typing something. Could we have been any kind of organism with a mind intelligent like ours?
Yes.
I wouldn't say any kind of organism. Why? I do think that the history of the evolution of the human species probably did uniquely set us up for what we are able to do, because we have forward-facing eyes, right? And which gave us binocular vision, and we lived in trees. So there was probably this really intense selection pressure for good color vision, good depth perception, and living in a tree is, and I'm not talking, this is before we even were humans. I'm just talking about our ancestors a very long time ago. That causes you to, like, that's a very risky environment because you could fall to your death at any point. So they had to be pretty good at building mental models of reality in front of them, so they don't like screw up and end up on the jungle floor, either splattered or as a meal, right? And then our flexible shoulders and our free hands, that allows us to manipulate things, right? And the fact that we don't live in the water, like how the fuck could any kind of life, no matter how intelligent it is, evolve? Well, like, we didn't evolve manufacturing, but once we got intelligent enough, we started manipulating the environment. How are you going to create metallurgy and stonework and the internet underwater? Like, that's not going to happen, right? So there's that part of it. And so we have these huge brains that initially evolved probably, like, it kicked into hyperdrive probably because of our social behavior, because in order to have the necessary bandwidth to understand that another creature also has a subjective experience, that just requires an unbelievable amount of brain power. So we didn't evolve these big brains to do poetry and music and mathematics, but it allows us to be able to do that by a quirk of our physiology. So I think that there probably were tons of, like it was only the primates that could have ended up this way. Now, there are some fun ideas you can have about, well, what if the dinosaurs never went extinct? Could eventually a group of dinosaurs have evolved to be like us? Like, they wouldn't look exactly like us, but could they be doing, I don't know, maybe. Yeah. It's kind of hard to imagine,
That's exactly what I was going to, not ask you specifically, but I was going to say, okay, so you said primates are the only species that evolved to, you know. So, my question would be, you know, throughout all of, well, I can definitely say we haven't had the toughest, like, the toughest time, like as in, you know, surviving and like our ancestors, obviously, we didn't have the toughest, yeah, everyone had it tough, but there was some, you know, species that have, you know, had it way harder and they've evolved in certain ways. But you think it was because of falling necessarily, not wanting to fall from trees and stuff that gave us this mind? You because, I mean, if you look at the other,
I think that's one part of it.
One part. Well, yeah, but you think, well, I would have to, what was the other parts you said? Sorry.
having forward facing eyes, allows you to better be able to, like, it gives you the depth perception necessary to be able to manipulate your environment. Having free hands and color vision again. And then the thing about living in the trees is it makes you construct mental models in your brain of the complex environment in front of you. So we just were already really good at those types of things. And then when we stopped living in trees and started living in, like, on the ground, now it's like, okay, well, now we can use all this, all these abilities we have for new things. And then we started doing that.
So why? Okay. Well, my question would be, if that's the case, then there was other creatures with forward facing eyes and that had difficulties not having to fall, you know, in certain things like birds or anything like that. Like they had, you know, difficulties, but why? Could they have evolved to have arms and not arms specifically, but just evolved to be some sort of a humanoid creature ish?
I mean, like, potentially, but it seems like you might be saying, like, humans are the best evolved creature, so why aren't other things doing that? We're not the best evolved creature, like, by any means. I would say ants are kicking our ass. You know?
No, that's not my point. It's not the best evolved creature. It's why are we the only creatures to have underwent this astronomical process when some species.
My basic answer would be circumstance and dumb luck. You know, if a like today we have hummingbirds. A hummingbird is as radical of a transformation of its ancestors, which were theropod dinosaurs. I would say a hummingbird is as radical of a transformation as an early theropod dinosaur as a human is from the early mammals from that same period.
Okay, so I have a question for you, bro. Do you think that I know animals are, you know, there's the poaching and stuff like that, like, you know, it's bad. But let's just say that there was, you know, animals nowadays. Do you think in another billion years, tigers could evolve to have arms and stuff like that, like creatures could have that habit rough right now? Do you think they could grow as intelligent as humans given enough period of time and have arms and just be a weird humanoid
I honestly don't see why not.
Okay, well, I think that's where we disagree, but I mean,
the early, like, the earliest human ancestors, like, if you, do you know what a loris is?
No.
Okay.
A loris. Dinosaur?
No. Here, I'll look one up here for you.
Okay.
And this is not going to be a perfect analogy, but it's gonna be pretty decent. All right, you see this guy right here?
Oh, hell no.
Could you imagine a creature like that turning into a creature like us?
No.
Okay, so here's the point. That is what happened. So lorises are primates, and they're not our ancestors, but a loris is a very primitive type of primate. They have a more, how do I want to say it? There's like esoteric language in evolution I could use. Like their features are more basal or whatever, less derived. But whatever the, like going back many, many, many millions of years ago with early primates, they were far more similar to the loris than they are to us, or even like a orangutan or a lemur or whatever, right? So if something like that can turn into us, then I don't see why but some other type of creature on the planet now that doesn't look very impressive at this moment couldn't evolve the abilities like we have.
Fair. Okay, but well, staying on this point, then going back in the past, there would be, why is there monkey species that haven't evolved, that had the same conditions and circumstances that we had? You know, they had arms, you know, legs, stuff like that. Why didn't they evolve? Is that just another dumb luck thing?
Kind of, but it's probably, so like, how do I want to say this? There's different ways to put this. So there have actually been a lot of human species, and not all of them are direct ancestors of us, right? Like Homo naledi is almost certainly not an ancestor of humans. It's a cousin of us. So there was splitting of ape species where on one side of that split, eventually they became us. On the other side of that split, they were very intelligent, upright walking, tool making apes, and they went extinct. If they're still alive today, who knows what their abilities would be like.
Why did they go extinct? I don't know why. I'm just asking.
I have no idea either. I don't think people have a really very good understanding. There was a really cataclysmic volcanic eruption that happened. I think it was 70,000 years ago. It was the Toba eruption. And we think that killed all but like 5,000 Homo sapiens. So that may have really, I don't know the timeline. Well, no, because 70,000 years ago, Homo naledi would have already been extinct. So I don't know. There's going to be multiple different reasons for each of them. So I don't really know off the top of my head.
Wait, asking just not to cut you off or anything. I want to hear you finish this point, but so when this eruption happened, and you know the 5,000 remained, do you think was there like the species that evolved to be us now, or was it just what species was roaming like that evolved to
at
be
that
us
point?
Now?
There were, I think there still were some Homo erectus. There were Homo sapiens like us. There still were Neanderthals and Homo floresiensis, which was a dwarf species of human living on the island of Flores, which is like around Borneo, I think, in that area. They were still around, and there might have been one other.
So another question. Was the there was that much... Okay, so are we all like humans today, just one specific species?
Yeah, so like it's Neanderthals didn't turn into like the European humans. All humans we have today left Africa around 60 or 70,000 years ago. So we're all one species. People like me do have some Neanderthal and Denisovan DNA in us, but it's pretty low. It's like 3-4%.
Okay, well, I have a lot of ideas right now. Do you think that those humans back then, so then why don't we have humans now that look insanely different? that is it just another dumb luck thing where we just got
I would say that if all humans went extinct and then like a million years from now aliens come here and they find the skeleton of Shaquille O'Neal and they also find the skeleton of, I don't know, like Simone Biles, because she's only like 4'6" or something like that, I could see those aliens saying that those are different species, you know? But that wouldn't be the case. We know through molecular genetics that we're all one singular species. But if that's all they had to go off of, I think they could come to that conclusion. So I say that to say, well, there are some pretty radical differences between humans all around the world. But a lot of those differences are really just, it's really difficult because what is superficial is the only thing we have access to without the tools of science. So it's like, yeah, I mean, like some people are so wildly different, but happily we know today that we are all one singular species because what is fundamental is in the genetics.
Okay, but don't you see the issue when you have the species, I mean, back then, we kind of all unified like into one species that, you know, instead of like having different species I don't think we've seen it today. Well, you know, you would say Shaquille O'Neal, the difference between like me and Shaquille or you and Shaquille O'Neal is like insanely drastic, but I'm talking about like a longer, not longer, but how do I say it? Like more drastic differences, because I'm sure the differences back then were insanely drastic, but now we have quite similar, you know, so do you think it was just unified? Like, well, how it was it just chance that we just kind of unified into this one, like, you know,
okay,
common.
I know a better way to explain it now. Here's what's going on. So when we left Africa about 60,000-70,000 years ago or whatever, you know, those were Homo sapiens, but those Homo sapiens were pretty modern. And what the thing about them is, like, okay, so it's been all these tens of thousands of years. So how come the humans in some parts of the world haven't radically become different than some of the others? Like to the point where how come a new species of human hasn't popped up? Like, mm-hmm. why are the humans in Africa not the true humans, and humans in other parts of the world are something else? I think probably the most significant reason for why that is because of how technologically advanced we are and how technologically advanced we were back then too. We're just not subject to the pressures of natural selection nearly as much as any other species, like by far. So humans can maintain whatever, like our, like, because evolution is a driving force for causing the genetic makeup of a population to change in some certain way based on the environment, right? But because humans, again, because of our technology, we actually use technology to adapt our survival. We don't require so much changes in our genes in order to survive.
I mean, but wouldn't you say technology is pretty recent?
No, I mean, technology is just any manipulation of a natural resource is technology. So like, for like, even if all you have are stone arrowheads and spears, mm-hmm. you have the ability to collect and you live in a population that is socially cohesive, and so by virtue of cooperation, you can use your ingrained abilities and the tools you have to almost guarantee that you will be able to harvest food, right? So like when a human leaves Africa and eventually their descendants end up in the goddamn Arctic Circle, right? Well, you know, polar bears and black bears have to be radically different, right? But if you're a human, all you need is a pointy stick in both environments and you can be just fine. So there isn't a genetic requirement for change. Now, there are small genetic changes in people all around the world, obviously, but that's why I would say that's probably the most significant reason why you're not seeing like a new species of human has popped up since we left Africa.
Okay. I mean, but then it's like, when you have humans that go to the Arctic Circle and whatever the case may be, don't you think that we would have seen I still think it would have been drastic because of the just your environment, you know, regardless if you have a pointy stick in both environments, you have to deal with many different things like how the ground is, the temperature, you know, stuff like that.
Make clothes. Like, you have to adapt or die. We can agree on that. But humans technologically adapt at a rate and to a degree that is far faster and better than the ability of our genes to do it. Because we have pretty conservative genetics and we reproduce at a pretty damn slow rate.
I understood your point right there. You're actually, it is adapt or die, you know, based on the environment. You're right.
So because we're able to adapt through technology, there's no pressure on our genome there's very, very little pressure on our genome to adapt.
Yeah, I see where you're going with. Yeah. Well, what's your name, by the way?
Eric.
Eric. Man, it's been a hell of a conversation, man. I gotta go now, but man, it's been good.
Yeah, that was all over the place. That was fun. Did Thomas Crapper really invent the toilet? How did Soviet-era famines give us Tony the Tiger? How did Sigmund Freud's nephew use bananas to start a 36-year civil war? You can learn all about these and hundreds of stories in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.